Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Celebrating Eddy Award Winners, a Riverway Story by Kathy Wan, read by James Lasher. With bold ideas, an eye for pragmatic solutions, focused, and always willing to challenge old truths, River Action's 2026 Eddy Award winners are committed to progress. Challenges are to be expected, yet they persist. Lesser souls would have given up. The Figge Art Museum will receive the Art Award for Evanescent Field Public Art, a $4 million installation that immediately transformed the downtown and riverfront with ever-changing color designs. The Education Award goes to the Upper Mississippi River Center, under the direction of Dr. Michael Reisner at Augustana College, who has done extraordinary work since its creation in 2012. Dr. Reisner knows how to identify potential, a skill that he has used to build the center and enter into partnerships with the cities of Davenport, Rock Island, Rock Island County Forest Preserve, and most recently, the Milan Bottoms Task Force, to assess riparian zones and water quality. The Restoration Award goes to Jack Cullen, Executive Director of the Rock Island Downtown Alliance, who has proven to be the ideal leader in this pivotal moment of making so many investments in the public services and public spaces in downtown Rock Island. A River Activity Award will go to Colonel Joe Parker, who saw opportunities for Arsenal Island when he arrived a little over 1 year ago. Since that time, he has added a new bike trail, a reopened golf course, museum improvements, Quarters 1 renovations, and plans for an electric water taxi dock. Two more River Activity Awards will go to the organizers of Tugfest in both Port Byron and LeClaire. This long-standing event for both communities exemplifies in the most fun way what joined by a river can mean. A Lifetime Achievement Award will go to two powerful advocates for bikeable communities, Dean and Deb Mathias. They embody the spirit of service which our country so urgently needs. With the goal to create bikeable cities, they work on bike events, blazing the Rock River Trail, advocating at DOT meetings for bike lanes on bridges, and setting up a QC Community Foundation fund to advance bike trails. Their unstoppable nature is a coordinated strategy we would be wise to follow. Please plan to attend the awards ceremony at River Action's Fish and Fire, April 30th, at the Bettendorf Waterfront and Convention Center. Go to riveraction.org/fishandfire to buy tickets.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.